Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Face Connecticut here on WTIC and WTIC-FM. Sam Gingerelli, your host, for another edition of the program. And we have two different topics to talk about. First of all, we've got a couple of folks from the UConn Health Center, med students, as it were, that are going to be going on a little journey here in the near future. We're going to be talking about that. And later in the program, talking about a new survey that was out a few weeks ago about marijuana use among young teenagers. And we'll have someone from the Governor's Prevention Partnership to talk about that. But first up, we have with us two first-year med students. First of all, Melina Benson is here. Melina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And we also have Sean Byrne, who's with us to talk about this venture that's coming up in a couple of weeks, June 19th, I guess. You're going to be biking your way from San Francisco back to Farmington.
That's right.
Tell us what that's all about.
So this summer, a tradition among first-year medical students for the past for the past 7 years has been a group of three or four medical students will bike across the country to raise money for Leah's Foundation for Leukemia Research. Leah's Foundation was founded in 1998 in memory of Leah Michelle Economos, who died of leukemia. And this foundation is in her memory, and they want to raise awareness as well as raise money for research to end leukemia.
Mm-hmm. And when we say biking, we don't mean like Harley Davidson's. This is the old-fashioned human-powered cycling, correct?
That's correct. There will be no motors on our bicycles.
Yeah, unfortunately. And I'm sure you're going to be wanting a motor on the back of that bike halfway through. By the time you get to Kansas, I'm sure you'll be, you know, looking for something maybe like a Harley. How do you guys prepare for this, first of all? That's my first question.
Well, we all prepare in different ways. For me, I'm just running a little bit and biking, going on some longer bike rides. I try to use it as a form of transportation anytime I can these days. Nate, who is our third teammate, who's actually not here today,
mm-hmm.
He's a graduate student at the main campus of UConn in Storrs, Connecticut, and
mm-hmm.
He ran his first marathon a few weeks ago.
Ah.
And Sean here has run two 50-mile races in the past three
yeah.
weeks.
Yeah, he told me you're into this extreme sort of long-distance running. Is that
right.
correct?
Ultra running and marathons. I like road marathons, too. So basically anything
mm-hmm.
where you're moving for
yeah.
a few hours.
Yeah, so the aerobics is what you kind of concentrate on to prepare for this type of thing.
For sure.
You know, even 50 miles, we're talking 4,000. You're not doing it all at once, but still, that's 4,000 miles.
Yeah, we're just going to try and take it one day at a time.
I guess so. Now, how do you have this set up? Do you know the route? Is it all planned out for you in advance? I'm sure you must have an entourage of folks that'll be traveling with you, no?
No, nobody's going to be traveling with us.
No?
We're going to be fully self-supported.
Wow.
Carrying everything with us on our bikes. And as far as the route is concerned, for the most part, we have it planned out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily have it day by day, but we're going to, you know, try to plan to go from San Francisco straight across, basically.
Yeah. How about the terrain? Have you seen the terrain or taken a look at it by, Google Maps or anything like that?
Just here and there. I haven't taken a specific look at the climbs per day, but we're using adventure cycling maps, which are pretty mm-hmm. reliable maps that will take us on back roads
yeah.
rather than on highways all the way across.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have great information about how high the different hills and mountains are that we have to climb.
Yeah. Do you have any provisions for maybe like just kind of walking up some of those larger? Because, you know, the Rockies, those big hills, they're kind of in the way. Do you know how you're going to get through that section of the country?
It will be on we'll be on our saddles the whole time. What's kind of nice about the Rockies is I've heard that the grade, which is essentially how steep the mountain is actually
right.
not that bad.
Well.
What's worse is when you get over to the East Coast and the Adirondacks,
oh,
it tends
yeah.
to be pretty steep.
You got
steep.
Those too, yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is we'll start out in the West,
yeah.
Build up our legs to be able to get across the Adirondacks
mm-hmm.
by the time we come back east.
Well, that's one way to look at it, I suppose. To me, more than a 10-degree incline is way too much. So, you know, forget about the Rockies or the Adirondacks for this guy. I mean, I got very, very bad knees and so forth and so on. So it would be almost impossible for me. Explain a little bit more about the Elias Foundation. Where does the money that you're raising, where does that money go specifically?
So I have a little pie chart here in front of me.
Okay.
About half of it goes toward, goes directly back to UConn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of the Elias Foundation Center for Hematologic Disorders at UConn,
right.
Which is great because that's our academic home. I think we might have said pre-med students before, but we're actually medical students. We're first-year med students.
I meant first-year med students, yeah. My bad.
So, and then a third of that will go toward patient services and, I'm sorry, toward research. And
mm-hmm.
the rest of that chunk goes toward patient services, community service, public education, and donated goods and services.
Yeah.
So all the money from the foundation stays in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
They're very responsible with the way that they spend the money, which
yep.
I think is an admirable thing about a nonprofit organization
right.
like Leah's.
Yeah. We had a former news director here that fell victim to leukemia, I'd say maybe about 10 years, Walt Dibble.
That
was he was involved in, his son was involved in a lot of athletics, actually pitched for the Cincinnati Reds for a while. So there's a little bit of connection there. Now, as far as how you raise the money, what types of things do you do when you're on the road? Are there signs? Do you have, like, places where you'll be set up to take donations? How does that work?
Well, I guess we've already done a fair amount of fundraising right now. We're at almost $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a number of events. We had a fantastic Greek dinner put on with the help of Melina and her family, her mother, who's a fantastic Greek cook, and
well,
that raised raised quite a bit of money.
Uh-huh.
And so we've had some events now.
Mm-hmm.
As far as raising money on the way across the country, we have jerseys with large Elias Foundation logos on them, and of course we'll be talking to anybody who's willing to listen to us about the foundation and about what a great cause this is, and you know, hopefully get
mm-hmm.
people interested.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how you two folks got roped into this. First of all, what about your story, Melina?
So this is actually something I've been wanting to do for a while. I can trace it back to, I found out that one of my friends from high school, who I've since lost contact with, actually went across the country on a similar type of bike ride for Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, man, that's a really great great way to show support
yep.
for an organization. And
Jimmy
I had heard
Carter
that.
Organization, yeah.
Sorry?
Jimmy Carter organized that particular group. But yeah, go ahead.
So before I actually came to UConn Medical School, I heard that this was a tradition that the students do between the first and second year summer, and I just thought it's been a great thing since then. So we're actually the seventh year that has gone on this trip.
Mm-hmm. So you're continuing the tradition. How about you, Sean?
I found out about this when I interviewed at the medical school, and I thought it sounded like an amazing opportunity, and it's a great way, an alternative way to spend what is our only summer as medical students.
Exactly.
So I thought it was just a great thing, and I love endurance activities. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity
mm-hmm.
To do something unique, I think.
Hey, what about the equipment now? How do you get... do you go to a professional to get a nice professional-style bike to ride, or how was that set up?
Yeah, well, we want to make sure all our stuff is definitely durable and that it'll take us all the way across the country. We've gotten a number of things donated, particularly by Cavu, by a number of local bike shops like Central Wheel and the bike shop in South Windsor. Now, just before we finish up, I just want to mention our blog. We'll actually be posting pretty often, frequently this summer for anyone who's interested
mm-hmm.
or interested in finding more out about Elias Foundation or in helping us out with a donation. That would be great. So the blog address is coasttocoastforacure2012.blogspot.com.
Okay. And people can donate there too, I guess, right?
That's right. Yeah,
There's a link.
There's a link to donate, yeah.
And we'll also be chronicling our ride. So we'll have pictures from everywhere across the country, as well as blog posts about our experiences.
Mm-hmm. And give the blog address out one more time. We had to give people a chance at home to get a pen and a piece of paper. Go ahead.
It's Coast to Coast for a Cure 2012.blogspot.com.
Okay, very good. Now, you folks are traveling. How long do you plan to be out there, you know?
About 6 to 8 weeks.
Is that all?
Well, yeah, we kind of have a little bit of a pressure to get back in time for class.
Well, yeah. What time you have to be back for classes? Oh, what, by the end of August, maybe? Yeah?
I think it's August 20th.
August 20th. Well, you get there's your deadline, by August 20th.
Yeah.
And what happens if you get behind?
Can Hopefully we won't.
Yeah. No cheating. In other words, you can't, hop a bus and maybe, help you out with one of the links between, say, the Adirondacks and the flatlands of Pennsylvania. No,
yeah, we're just crossing our fingers for a safe trip, and every group so far has made it back in time, so hopefully we'll be able to do the same.
Mm-hmm. I know this is your first trip out there, but I'm wondering if you've heard from any of your former adventurers of past trips. Do you expect to get a lot of media attention? Because anytime somebody's traveling across the country, local media gets wind of it somehow and usually come out and maybe do a story or two. Are you hoping for that too as well?
I suppose that would be nice. I haven't heard and I'm not aware of too much media attention for the other groups as they traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll take all we can get.
Yeah. And once again, this is for who?
This is for Leah's Foundation for Leukemia Research, an Hartford-based nonprofit.
Okay. And the blog spot once more, one more time before we leave the air?
It's coasttocoastforacure2012.blogspot.com.
Very good.